Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Today I'm going to be sharing another blog post that I wrote on my blog 10 years ago. I'm sure you're wondering why I keep going back to these blog posts, so I will explain. During the time leading up to my first husband's death, God was taking me through a journey of finding my contentment in Him. In the Bible, in prayer, I was journaling, and I was starting my day this way, and He was just taking me on quite a journey. So I had spent years of relying on others to make me happy or to feel complete, but what it really did was just leave me spinning in circles. I was never making progress. People are not meant to fill that empty space that resides in you. God put that place there for Himself, and He's the only one that is meant to fill that space. And so while He created us to crave, He created us to crave Him, not the approval of others. And so I spent so much time discontent and so much time searching because I could never live up. I had a great life, but I just couldn't seem to find that lasting joy and happiness. And so as I started to really get into the Bible and apply what I was learning, my life started to change in drastic ways. And I know that there are many of you that struggle with this feeling of chaos or discontent or longing and just feel like you're missing something and you can't quite put your finger on it. And I get it, because like I said, I've walked this road too. And as I go back through these posts and see what the Lord was walking me through that led up to the worst time in my life, it's crazy to me to see Him preparing me to take my best friend to heaven. So yeah, I wrote this 10 years ago, but the lessons that are contained within these posts changed me. And I can see where the Lord was working as I look back on them now. And it's just crazy to me. I hope that they challenge you as well. And with all that said, if you're new here, welcome. If you're not new here, welcome back. I'm so blessed that you came back and that you are here as well. So I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. I wrote this post on August 2nd, 2012, and it was just 4 months before I became a widow. So I would just challenge you to look at how amazing the Lord is and how He was working in my life, and just see the things that He was changing in me that I was able to write this, not knowing, obviously, what was coming, that I was going to lose my husband. But just pick out those ways that the Lord was changing me and just bringing me back to Himself, you know, obviously knowing Him, knowing what was to come in my life. So this post was titled, If Tomorrow Never Comes. So granted, we're not anywhere near New Year's yet, but I found this verse again today, and this is what it reminds me of. He does not live in fear of bad news, nor live in dread of what may happen, for he has settled in his mind that Jehovah will take care of him. And that's from Psalm 112:7. So while most of the world is busy making resolutions around the New Year's time, especially if the previous year was rough, normally I am busy worrying about the Christmas and the New Year's period and all the resolutions that are kind of expected of you. Because my thoughts always seem to drift back to the fear and dread of what the new year may bring. What if something happened to my husband? What if something happened to my children? What if anything bad happened to anyone close to me? I always seem to be thinking, what if this time next year I'm looking back and one of my children isn't here? Or I might be a widow. And just saying, if only I would have known the heartache that this year would bring. How do you get excited about what could be a new beginning when you're living full of fear? For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. That's from 2 Timothy 1:7. And so this fear and worry that I was experiencing wasn't from God. He did not give me a spirit of fear. He also instructs me not to worry or to live in fear of what may happen. Not even that it's going to happen, but that it may happen. And these are the thoughts that would overtake my mind. Another verse says, don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. And that's from Matthew 6:34. The more time I spend in the Word, the more and more content I'm becoming. I've come to terms that the pressure I put on my husband to be my savior and my everything isn't fair to him. It was putting undue stress on me and also on him when he didn't live up to it by expecting all from him that only God could give. What it boils down to is that I was terrified that my husband was going to die, and for whatever reason, and I would absolutely not be able to survive. I usually could keep myself sane about it, but the New Year's resolution and looking forward to the new year always brought out the same old fear. The more I dwelt on it, the more depressed about it I became, and most of the time ornery, because it would be easier to lose him if I was already mad, right? I mean, it sounds silly to even say, but it had become my reality. The thing is, he isn't dead. I was wasting any time I had with him worrying about what will happen tomorrow. I can't change the future. I can't prevent bad things from happening. I can, however, spend my time making the absolute best of the time I have given with those who mean the world to me. In James 4:14-15 says, why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. I pray daily for my husband's safety. I pray that he will be brought home safely to us. The difference is now I am not pleading with God because I am afraid of the alternative. We are all a mist, and we will all vanish at some point. I am now asking God to bring my husband home to us safely, if it is his will. I thank the Lord for him and for his place in our lives. I thank him every day I'm given with my husband and my children. But if it is not his will for him or for one of them to come home one day, I need to be okay with that too. With that being said, the verse at the beginning of this post reminds me that even if something horrible were to happen, that God would take care of me. He will comfort me like no one else could. I would still be devastated should something take my husband or any of my children from me, but I would be okay. I would no longer be hopeless. My life could and would continue on. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13, it says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what would happen to the believers who have died so that you will not grieve like people who have no hope. That realization that comes from that verse is life-changing and freeing. I can look forward to the daily and also to the future. I can happily plan now how my husband and I will grow old together without freaking out that he may not be around to bring those plans to fruition. I can be excited for the day that my girls get married and have babies of their own. I feel that these verses and also this realization made me free to truly love my family. Worry takes too much energy, and it was my family that was paying the price. Being fully present and living like there's no tomorrow, and not wasting any precious time worrying that tomorrow may never come, because at some point it won't, and you can't change that, so use the time that you have now. So that's the post that I wrote 4 months before I became a widow. And even just reading it back, it's just mind-blowing to me the grace that I was shown when the Lord actually did take my husband to heaven. There was a point in time when that would have taken me out. And so the fact that he was showing me these things and showing me these verses and reassuring me that he could be trusted and that he wouldn't leave me and that he would be here for me, it's just crazy to look back on. And it also, you know, reminds me that everybody's days are limited. And I'm not saying that I, you know, don't ever fall into this trap again, you know, worrying that something may happen, but it's very few and far between anymore. And I credit a lot of that to the Lord getting me in this place of surrender to him. And then when I lost Chad, I felt completely peaceful. And I know I've talked about that before, but he didn't leave me. And he helped me to continue on with my life. And he gave me another awesome marriage and another daughter. And, you know, he was faithful. And even if he wouldn't have done those things, I know that he was still there by my side and he was still walking me through it. And so I just wanted to share this with you. I hope it encourages you. I hope if you are, you know, looking for your worth in other people, that you can take that to the Lord and let him walk through that with you and, you know, help you to get out of that unstuck place that you're in. And I hope that you can look to the future and not worry. Regardless in whatever situation that you might find yourself in, worry does not change anything. Worry doesn't change your circumstances. It doesn't make things better or worse. Well, it doesn't make things better. Obviously, it makes things worse. But I just hope that you can get a lesson out of this, that that the Lord is there for you and you do have hope in him. So I will see you guys in a couple days. Thanks, everybody. Bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.